This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating patient's name is Marian Bogus. M-A-R-I-O-N. Bogus, B-O-G. M-A-R-I-O-N, Bogus, B-O-G-O-S. Date of birth is 9/11/1932. Date of service is 3/8/37/2023. Miss Bogus is a very pleasant 90-year-old female with history of fall, multiple history of atrial fibrillation, chronic back pain, history of diabetes mellitus, history of chronic kidney disease, neuropathy, iron deficiency anemia, and history of DVT/PE. Was seen in the emergency room. She had a laceration on the back of her scalp. She was a resident at Wellbridge of Pinckney. She was sent to the emergency room where her laceration was sutured. She had a CT scan of the brain and cervical spine, which did not show any acute process. Patient was otherwise doing better. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to the Wellbridge of Brighton for further rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does complaints of shortness of breath with any exertion or activity. She has mild headache in the back. She denies any blurring of vision, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, chronic back pain, chronic kidney disease, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, history of iron deficiency anemia, history of degenerative joint disease, and history of falls. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy. Social history, smoking, quit almost 25-30 years ago, alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, mild edema. Both lower extremities. Scalp. There is laceration with staples in place. Impression, number one, fall. Next, scalp laceration. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetes mellitus, next diabetic neuropathy, next hypertension, next COPD, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next generalized weakness / deconditioning. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor her progress. She was encouraged to use a walker and drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lislav Kusraharti, Kusraharti, Lislav, Lysloff, date of birth is 2-9-1957, date of service is 3-7-2023. Ms. Lislav is a very pleasant 66-year-old female with history of seizures, hypertension, history of hydrocephalus, status post VP shunt, history of meningioma, status post craniotomy, was admitted to the hospital with decreased mental status. She had bifrontal craniotomy for meningioma resection, also right MMA embolization. Also, she had a stroke, developed pneumoencephalus. She had history of PEG tube placement, also history of UTIs. Patient was seen by neurosurgery. Patient was she had memory as well as cognitive decline. She had a meningioma with significant surrounding vasogenic edema. Patient underwent tumor resection. She had bifrontal craniotomy. She was started on Keppra. New surgery was following. She was subsequently stable, discharged from the hospital, and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Center. At the present time, she is awake, minimally responsive, with her name, following simple commands. Daughter is by the bedside. She states that she is doing better and has been responding some. She denies any, a patient denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for meningioma. History of cognitive decline, history of memory loss, history of CVA, history of UTI, and seizures. Past surgical history, bifrontal craniotomy for meningioma excision, PEG tube placement, social history. Smoking unknown, alcohol rarely, allergies, no known drug allergies, Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She does have a feeding tube. History of musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, left-sided weakness. History of meningioma, status post-resection. History of memory deficits. And cognitive decline. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Poor inspiratory effort. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Generalized deconditioning. Next, history of
CVA. Next, history of meningioma. Status post-diaphrontal craniotomy. Next, seizures. Next, hypertension. Next, hydrocephalus. Next, DJD.
Patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage hydration. Continue with the feeding tube. Will check routine labs. Will monitor her progress. Discuss with patient about code status. She is full code. Period. End of dictation.